This the off script with the Bagging Us crew. It's your boy Belly D. Williams up in the building.
And this is Face right here.
Welcome to 2022, baby.
We coming right back at you.
Well, y'all clearly see. You see how much I'm out of rust. You know what I'm saying? Y'all clearly see. It's your boy Belly D. Williams up in the building. You know what I'm saying? And it's 24, not 22. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. The reason why I haven't been doing the show or even posting up, doing anything over the last couple weeks, I don't know how long it's been. You know what I'm saying? It feels like it's been forever since I've been able to caress the microphone and bring it to you alive and uncut like a circumcision and direct. You know what I mean? So check this out. Since the last show, I went to the gas station and just had to pump me some gas, right? It was a man up there asking for some spare change. At that moment, honestly, I really didn't have any spare change. So I like, I don't have it, man. So he kind of got upset, frustrated with me talking about you people that got money and homes and everything like that. You know, y'all don't understand how hard it is to be out here in the streets not having nothing. And we ask y'all for a little bit and y'all can't even do that. I'm like, bitch, who the fuck is you talking to? You trying to run a guilt trip on me to give you my hard-earned money? What got you in this position to be out here? Let's be honest. What got you here? So, you know me, I'm up for damn near any challenge in the fucking world. That's why y'all ain't heard from me or seen me. My black ass, yes, my overweight black ass decided to go out here and sleep in my car for the last couple weeks and whatnot. So when my people was like, man, what you got up? What you doing? What's going on? Nothing, man. I'm chilling right now. I'm chilling. The only thing about it is, you know what I'm saying? Me and my man, he didn't get in my car, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we roll. When I got off work, I caught up with him and we hung. We hung this entire time. We roll. I hung with him while he did what he had to do to make money. We ate together. I slept in my car. He slept where he slept. It wasn't really bad weather, but you know, even if he had to go in a shelter and whatnot, I still stayed in my car. I didn't go home because I really wanted to see what life was like being homeless. Because I got me a black card at Planet Fitness, I went out there, went to work, slept on the streets, stuff like that. I kept myself clean because, you know, hey, I had to do what I had to do. I can't be walking around with swamp ass. No swamp ass for your boy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, real talk. This is not a joke. This is real talk. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out here seeing my man posted back at the gas station, taking bottles back, picking up pennies and stuff like that. My man was really homeless, so I asked him his story. How did he get out here? And he was brutally honest. He said he don't want to follow the rules of life. I just want to be free. I just want to do me. After several moments of silence, fuck being free if I gotta sleep in these streets. These streets is these streets ain't for me to be sleeping on the ground, begging people for money and change, you know what I'm saying? Eating out of garbage cans, shit like that. Only plus that happened with me being out here in these streets was I got perspective on the things that's here in my home. I really appreciate that. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I didn't really get shit from the whole situation because it's like this. Go to work, do your job, get paid. Okay. Create my own business, work hard, get paid. Okay. I ain't gotta ask nobody for shit. I ain't got to look nobody in the face and say, hey, you know what? Why you ain't giving to me? It's their right. They don't have to give me anything. I don't deserve what you work for. I deserve what I work for. Nothing more, nothing less. So the situation is amazing to me that it's a lot of people that go through hard times and they have breakdowns and they just can't bounce back from it. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have some breakdowns of stuff I didn't think I could bounce back from. But you know what? Your boy's like a basketball. I'm always bouncing with my balls. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't changing nothing but my underwear and socks and drawers. Even though underwear and drawers are still the same thing. I get that. But, you know, you get my point on what I'm saying. I'm not going to change who I am to please anybody. Either you're going to love me in my good times and love me in my bad times, or you're not going to love me. And I, you know what I come to realize, though? Being out in the streets, no one loves you besides the person you see in the mirror every day. So you got to take care of yourself, man. You may run across a few good people like myself, you know what I'm saying? But once you fuck over them, all bets are off. You can't fix certain things. And some things people just ain't trying to fix. And you know what? Hey, whatever. With that being said, it was interesting. It was interesting going through this whole situation, dealing with this thing, being in the streets. I kind of realized, you know, when you're homeless, you spend a lot of money. You may not spend it on rent, but you spend it on trying to get food. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I have a vehicle. You know what I'm saying? I spend a lot of money putting gas in there, trying to stay warm, charge my phone, stuff like that. I just spent more money sleeping in my car than I do being at home. I'll just believe me, I didn't lose my place. That'd be stupid. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to try it out. And you know what I kind of realized? This shit ain't for me. So I get up every day. My brethrens, my sisterins, and I guess, I don't know. My brethrens. Talking to my brothers out there. You know what I'm saying? My black ones, my white ones, my Spanish ones, my Asians, and all this other stuff like that. Whatever the fuck your religion is, that's not religion. Agnes. I can't even say it right. Can you say the right word? Right? You know what I'm saying? Ethnicity? Fuck it. Whatever color you are. You know what I mean? Whatever color you are, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Push come to shove. You know what I mean? You got to protect yourself. You add on a family, you got to protect them too. You got to protect the way they always say, protect your six. Protect the one that's watching your six. It's a true thing. You know what I'm saying? Because the people that's the closest to you sometimes be the ones that want to stab you in the back. You know what I mean? And that's the killing part, that it's hard to truly accept as a man. Like, these are the people I love with all my open heart, my whole heart. And you realize they the ones that stab you in the back. That's jacked up. And I thought we was better than that. So yeah, I'm dealing with a lot of things. I'm not crying. Let's be clear. I'm not tearing up. I have a cold for some ungodly reason. At the end of freaking March, I have a freaking cold. And this is driving me up the wall that every time I want to get on the microphone and really rock out with my cock out, like my boy Wiley say, you know what I'm saying? I start getting sick. But hey, April showers bring May flowers. So guess what? Time to go buy me a kite so the wind can blow. Just like your mama. You know that deep throat. But I got some other things coming up. Like I always say, I got some couple different things in the works that's working. Yeah, I do. I got a lot of stuff planned and I'm putting all the ingredients in the pot. I don't know. Maybe one of these days I can get Brother Face to do a guest appearance back on the show. But ain't no telling. But guess what? He will be producing some things for your boy, because like I said, we going back to back like Jordan Pippen 96-97. You know what? I don't even like Jordan. I don't. I'm starting going off on a tirade and just do some rambling. But you know, I'm back home, baby. Yeah, baby. I'm back home. So no more desert dick. I'm trying to become a peninsula. Gonna get that wetness back. Hey, I don't know if this may not stay long up on YouTube, but you know what? Hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. Like, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? If you enjoyed the show, I'm glad you do. And we're going to go. I got some. Yeah, at the top of my dome, I got some underground funk coming. I mean, some stanky funk. Straight up out the gutter type funk. I wanted to get fucking nasty. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just to let y'all know. Let me adjust my microphone a little bit. I had to adjust my mic because it's been a minute. I didn't groan. My mic position has changed. I ain't talking about that one, nasties. Get y'all out. Get your mind out the gutter. That one's always stay straight up. But the movie production is starting to get better. I'm ramping the movie production back up. You know what I'm saying? I'm redoing the websites. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things in the pipeline. And, oh, yeah, if y'all got... Please do me a favor. Get y'all a Roku, because once it drop, the Roku channel is going straight hard R. Hard R. I ain't talking about that ER either. I'm talking about a hard R rating. TVMA 14 shit. Especially if it don't pop off on the tube. If it don't pop off on the tube, trust and believe me, you're going to see the stuff up on your television. Holla at your boy, man. It's been Belly D. Williams back home once again. It is what today's date is. It is March 28th. Somebody's birthday. I forgot whose birthday it is today. Whoever birthday it is, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't wish me happy birthday. Middle finger, suck my big toe. Holla at your boy, man. And I'm good. I'm done. I'm gone.